And now that it is fall, everybody wants to go apple picking. So let's talk apples, which make, of course, great tarts, cobblers, and pies, with Kathy Gunst, who has brought us three delicious-looking savory apple dishes. Kathy is our resident chef at Here and Now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
And so, do you pick your own apples, by the way?
Sure, when I can. I actually have a few friends that have beautiful trees. I mean, think about it. There's nothing fresher than taking fruit off of a tree. There's no transportation. It doesn't travel anywhere except into your mouth, in your kitchen, and hopefully to try one of these three savory dishes. Yeah, everybody thinks, oh, apple pie, apple crisp, apple cakes. It gets all the attention. But I have been experimenting and found that the earthy, sweet, juicy flavor of apple lends itself to salads, stews, sauces, condiments, really a lot.
Okay, well, you've tempted us. Can we dig into some of the apple dishes that you brought us?
Absolutely.
Let's do this salad. It has roasted apples in it? You were roasting apples.
Yep, I roasted apples, and it's also got a variety of mushrooms. Mm. And I say, if you could gather all the earthy, sweet flavors of autumn and put them on a plate, it would look and taste like this salad, right? It's almost tastes like the woods or the forest on one of these cool fall days. So I took a variety of apples that hold their shape well when they're roasted, and then I took shiitake mushrooms, oyster mushrooms, roasted them with just olive oil, salt, and pepper, and served it over a bed of peppery arugula.
Which apples hold their shape well when they're roasted?
Well, I'm so glad you asked me that, because there are certain apples that are way better for eating, like a Macintosh, but surprisingly, a Granny Smith, which is just so overlooked, is a great baked apple because it holds its shape. An apple called a Mutsu, which I absolutely love, they're less tart. They hold their shape really well. Braeburn, Winesap, Pink Ladies, Johnnigold, these are some of the varieties that are delicious to eat raw, but also work very well cooked.
Can you talk about roasting an apple? Because these seem lightly roasted.
They are.
How do you do it?
So I peeled them. I cored them, and I cut them into thick 1-inch slices. They're big. And I toss them with a little olive oil. The thing people don't realize about apples is that they're quite delicate, and they can be fragile. So you want to do it with a delicate hand. Salt, pepper, olive oil, 400 degrees, 15 minutes max, and the mushrooms roast alongside, and suddenly your kitchen smells like that hike in the woods you're wanting to take.
I might start saying these two things go together like apples and mushrooms, because it works perfectly.
Isn't it lovely?
Right.
They're both of the same season.
Kathy, let's get to this pork dish. Now, pork and apples do go together.
They do indeed, and this is I took a boneless pork chop. You could use a roast, a whole, you know, roast pork as well, and I browned it, and then I again peeled the apples, a few different varieties. This is something else. Like good wine, like good sauces, you balance the flavors. This has got sweet apples, somewhat tart apples. The more the merrier. Yeah. I took leeks out of my garden. You could use onions or shallots. A lot of fresh sage. Sage and apples have a lovely affinity. And then I threw some apple cider over it, put it into a hot oven, and it's an instant cider sauce.
Nice and tart, actually. And actually a little spicy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So a few of the apples do have a spiciness to them, but the pork is hopefully super tender, and with that cidery sauce and the leeks and apples, great dinner for this time of year.
You've also got a chutney here.
I do.
Apple chutney.
And if you are thinking what most people think when I say I make my own chutneys, they're like, yeah, well, that's what you do for a living, but I don't have time to make chutney. This is simple. It's apples and golden raisins and turmeric and chilies and a lot of fresh
ginger.
That's
what was spicy. I think I got it mixed in with the other one.
Yeah, because the pork's not spicy. I added fresh chilies to the chutney, and I just served them to you with some little naan, Indian bread, that I just heated up with some butter and cilantro. But this apple chutney with pork, the apple chutney on a cheddar cheese sandwich, wow. And it will keep in your refrigerator for 3 weeks.
Let's talk about that. Tips, Kathy, for buying and storing apples.
Well, it's really interesting because a lot of people recommend that you refrigerate apples, but I don't. And I like to keep them in a cool, dark spot. You don't want them on a windowsill exposed to sunlight. But I find that when they're in the refrigerator, they develop brown spots much quickly.
Really?
I mean, many people will argue with me and go at it. Shopping for them, it's pretty basic. No bruises, no bad spots. Firm. You don't want to feel saggy skin. That's kind of gross, isn't it?
No,
but anyway, you know, like you want a firm. And also the color should be vibrant, whether it's a green or a bright red or maroon or pink. But the color should be what the color is supposed to be. And also people overlook this when you're shopping. Smell the apple. When you go apple picking, one of the first thing people say is, it smells so good out here.
What are you smelling for?
You're smelling for flavor, actually. You're smelling for like cinnamon and spice and cidery smells and apple odor. Apples actually have a scent, and that's what's so delicious about them in these savory dishes, the way they lend their perfume to anything from pork to an Indian style chutney to a beautiful fall salad.
You're smelling for cinnamon, spice, and all that's nice, Peter. That's
what you're smelling beautiful. For.
Okay, we've got all these recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy Guntz here, and our resident chef. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
Thanks.